Welcome to Redemption Unveiled. Do you ever feel like something is missing from your faith? Disappointed in life? Hi, I'm Haley, and I want to help you get a clear plan so that you can show up for the adventure God made for you. Because I don't believe anyone should end up disappointed with the only life they get. But it's not just that. I know that the earth is waiting for you to show up. Redemption Unveiled. Let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're doing wonderful. I hope life is good for you. And I hope, most importantly, that you are going on the adventure that God created you for. I hope you're waking up excited to live and going to bed fulfilled. I do not want you to end up disappointed with this year, with this decade, with this life. Like, I want you to know that you are taking the adventure God had for you. Now, we are in the middle of a series of just adventure basics, okay? We've went through all the details of adventure stories and such, but I have identified the basics of adventure, the three parts of adventure that you need to understand so you are not surprised when they happen to you, okay? 2 weeks ago, we talked about adventure number one, basic is your idea, or every adventure starts with an idea. I've talked to you guys about the power of ideas. Is every idea from God? Absolutely not. But we need to be people who give attention and wrestle with our ideas, and that we are people that actually act on the ideas that we have. I am here to make you an active Christian. I want your faith to be full of action. I want you to take action, okay? I wasn't planning on saying this, but now that it's coming out of my mouth, I do want to share with you that I have a free email series that I've actually done for months now. I don't know why I forget to say it on the podcast sometimes, but just anything I forget to say on the podcast, but I have something called the Daily Faith Activators, and it's basically a simple email that I send out every day that gives you a simple kind of challenge or clarity, encouragement, and then a little paragraph that goes with it. It's truly to help you put your faith into action. So if you're interested in that, I will put the link into this podcast to join. But also, you can go on any of my like Instagram or Facebook bios and find the link to just, you literally just put your name and your email, and I email you every single day. Just a little faith activator. Like I said, wasn't really planning on saying that, but seemed like I should probably tell you guys that I have that. So anyway, we are on to step two of adventure basics. And I love that this is just getting so simple and so clear to help equip you for what your adventure is going to take. So 2 weeks ago, step one, we talked about every adventure starts with an idea. Today, we are going to look at the second thing that every adventure has, and that is the struggle. And I have recognized, now I was born in the Christian culture. I've been a Christian ever since I have memory. Like I just have always walked in the presence of God. I have chosen to follow Him ever since I can remember. Like, that is just my story, okay? But yet, as much as the Bible is filled with stories of people struggling, if I'm just real honest with you, the struggle just took me completely by surprise. Like, I just felt like if I did what God wanted me to do, that means I would be rewarded with a good life and not in, and I think that's true in the way of like His goodness, but like not in the way that I expected it to be easy. Like, I really did. I don't know if that sounds stupid, but I really did expect, like, if I do what God asked me to do, it will make my life easier and I'll be blessed, right? Like, not just blessed with His goodness, but like, I won't have problems. And maybe that makes me sound really stupid or immature. And I mean, it is immature to have that thought. But I want to encourage you that struggle is part of the adventure. You know, if you have listened for a few months and you were here when we went through our series on the Joseph Campbell kind of how to write an adventure story, you know that we started the adventure off with a hero, an ordinary person who becomes a hero. But step one is just a hero that ends up feeling like they need to do something. And they get sent into unfamiliar territory. They have villains. They have risk. They have all these problems. And it's not till the very end of the story that the hero gets transformed and becomes a hero. Okay? Well, that's what I want to really encourage you. You have step one, the idea. And it is our job to wrestle with that and figure out if it's something we need to, if God's asking us to do it. But the moment we step into saying yes to the adventure, saying yes to the idea, it's the moment the struggle begins. And, you know, of course, like we talked about 2 weeks ago, like some of our adventures and our ideas are quick things like, oh, I can do it and I can say yes and get it done today. Of course, that doesn't take a lot of struggle. But it is the bigger call of God on our life that is going to come with the greatest struggle. And I want us to be women that are really prepared and really equipped to understand that the struggle does not mean that we're on the wrong track. In fact, I would encourage you that if you don't have struggle, you're probably on the wrong track. I believe that the fight for our purpose and destiny and experience the adventure God has for us, if we don't have problems coming our way, there's a good chance we're on the wrong path. Like this life we're in, God has called you to do things. He wants you to bring things onto this earth. He wants you to become free. Okay, that's his goal for you, to do what he created you to do and become who he created you to become. If you think that you're going to do that, you know, like walking through a field, singing and, you know, picking the flowers and just, you know, singing worship songs and then that's the end, like, I'm sorry, that's not real. What's real is you were born into a family. You were born into a personality. You were born with strengths and weaknesses. You were born with dreams and hopes. You were born amongst a bunch of people that have problems in your family, in your friends, in your community, in your country, in your world. That's the truth. And when God created you, he created someone amazing. And he wants that person to walk this earth. You were not born as the completely healed and free person that you are created to be. That comes through your redemption with your journey with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, with God the Father. That's what you're called to do on this earth, is to become the person he created you to be. You are called to become free. You are called to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Your life is supposed to be a testament of God's goodness, and that freedom comes when you follow him. And if you think that that is going to come without a fight, without a struggle, you are just wrong. If you think that your life with God is not going to be filled with scary moments of putting yourself in situations that you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this. Like, this makes me feel super anxious. Oh, I'm scared. What will they think? What if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? What if we take this financial risk and it doesn't work out? Like, there's all this struggle of what if I follow this voice that I feel, this idea I've been given, I'm supposed to act on. What if I do that? And what if I fail? Like there's all, like we've talked about, guys, the moment that the hero has to decide if it's worth it or not. You have to decide if this adventure you are called to go on is worth it or not. And it will be filled with struggle, be filled with relational struggles. It will be filled with self-doubt. It will be filled with even going back and doubting the very idea that you started with. Some of us will quit. Some of us will quit because we get tired. And some of us, like me, will quit because we are overwhelmed, but then we'll pick it back up and say, okay, no, I'm coming back and I'm going to do this thing that I feel God has called me to do. And so there's no shame in quitting. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, give yourself a break. But the truth is, are you getting back up? Are you getting back in there? There's some struggles. There's There's some struggles that don't last a day, a month, a year. There's some struggles that last decades. Many people are in marriages that they felt like, you know, that's who they were supposed to be married to, and yet have had decades of difficulty being married to that person. Some of us have tried to start businesses and you just feel like it's a struggle. Some of you have tried to start a ministry and feel called to do that, but it's a struggle. And yet I'm here to tell you, just because it's been a struggle for many years doesn't mean you maybe aren't exactly where God wants you. We're going to talk more about the next thing back on my single podcast that I'll have in 2 weeks, but I need us all to understand that the adventure is filled with disappointment, and the adventure is filled with discouragement, and the adventure is filled with obstacles. And the reason I need you to understand that is because I need you to understand that you were created to conquer those things. You are more than a conqueror. You are created to problem solve. You're created to look at things. You're created to become. And if you're never in unfamiliar situations, if you're never in uncomfortable situations, you aren't going to grow into the person you're created to become. You're not going to see all the issues you have if you never are putting yourself out there and seeing. You guys, my struggle that I have had in my life over the last 10 years, it has been the adventures I've been on that has given me struggle, that has made me strong. Because I go back to God and say, are you still telling me to do this? I'll go back to God and say, who am I? I'll go back to God and say, what am I supposed to believe about them or about this situation? What is the promise I need to hold on to here? Okay? And so at some point, we have to become mature followers of Christ, where we know that God calls people into difficulty. It isn't that he's calling us to sit on the river, on the creek, you know, in the canoe and lay back and relax. Like, yes, we're going to have some beautiful moments that are wonderful and deeply fulfilling, but not easy. Every adventure starts with an idea, and every adventure quickly becomes a struggle. And honestly, you have the idea in the beginning, and then so much of our adventure is filled with struggle. And it is the struggle that gives us the chance to say that this is worth it. It's worth the cost. It's worth the risk. It's worth feeling anxious. It's worth maybe failing, because I'm going to say yes to the things that God has called me to do, even though it comes with a struggle. Okay, step two of every adventure is struggle. maybe you didn't want to listen to this podcast, but it's too late now. You did. So I'm here to help you take the adventure God has for you. I'm here to make it very simple, make it very clear. And that is what we're doing today. Okay. And I will see you guys back here in a couple of weeks. Don't forget, if you want that daily email series to start your day just with a little bit of clarity and faith, join it. And I'd love to have you. So have a good one. Bye. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, would you mind leaving a review? That would be amazing. And also, if you'd like to connect on social media, I'm Redemption Unveiled everywhere, or Haley Marie Carter on Instagram. I would love to connect with you. I will see you back here next Wednesday for a new podcast episode. And remember that the earth is waiting for you to show up. Have a great day.